Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Dr. Tom Anastasi back on the show. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's been helping small business owners just like you and me with their work and his support of them and the various things that he's been doing, including as a professor at Daniel Webster College. And he's also a filmmaker. They've got a new film that we've been hearing about now for a while, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. And he's our good friend, Tom Anastasi. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. He's also the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right. But first, one of the most entrepreneurial things I've ever seen anybody do is this film you guys have been working on now for, what, 2-3 years?
Oh, yeah.
Your wife wrote the screenplay.
No, she wrote the book.
I wrote the screenplay. There you go. That's it.
And I produced it. And, yeah, so when you talk about 2 or 3 years, it took 3 years to write the book, and then we decided to make it into a movie.
Yeah.
And pre-production was a year, and we're talking a lot. I mean, meetings almost every day.
Tens of thousands of hours between you
and all the volunteers.
And this is low budget with a lowercase L, right?
Yeah, I mean, our budget right now, we've spent about $18,000, which may sound like a lot.
It's a full-length film, though. It's a two-hour film.
Yeah, right now it's about 2 hours and 7 minutes. The rough cut was about 2 hours and 7 minutes. So it's a full-length feature film, but thousands and thousands of volunteer hours. And we have an event coming up in Nashua, New Hampshire, in a couple weeks. And this is where somebody who's an outsider it can really help, because I sat there. Most people, when they have their trailers, that's the preview. They just put it out, and there it is. I said, well, let's make it into an event. And all the movie people said, well, that's never been done before. And then they thought, well, why has it never been done before?
Of course. That's the entrepreneur. That's what entrepreneurs do.
Exactly.
We don't say why. We say why not.
So we're charging admission, but in order to charge admission, we're also having a film festival.
Right.
And we're having it in a local theater here.
Are they just going to see the trailer, or they're going to see the whole thing?
No, they're going to see the trailer, and they're going to see about an hour and 15 minutes of films from other people.
Oh, okay.
But believe it or not, it took about 300 to 400 hours to make this trailer.
Wow, just a two-minute trailer.
Right, because it has to look as good as anything you'd see in a movie theater by Hollywood, or else it's going to look really chintzy. So we did, and our cinematographer did the editing, and bless our editor, worked on it, our director, Eric Eastman, and just did an amazing job. I wrote the script for it,
right.
And it's going to be a big event. We've got the press coming. We've got...
So, folks, this is all part of putting together something like this. We've been chronicling, as many of you know, we've been chronicling the progress of this project, this film, this incredible entrepreneurial business that Tom and his family and his friends and volunteers are working on. You even raise money through crowdfunding. And we talked about that on the show before. And now you're getting ready to finalize the film and maybe go to some film festivals.
Yeah. I mean, for this event, we're going to raise probably about $2,000 to $3,000, which is nice because it'll also be a great chance to invite our sponsors and our volunteers.
Can folks still contribute to that?
Oh gosh, yes. Spintheplate.com.
That's the film name, folks. Spin the Plate.
And you get little things. You'll get a download of the movie, or if you give enough, you get a signed poster and things like that. So it's been a wonderful experience from a filmmaking viewpoint.
Are you in the film? I always forget. I think I remember asking you. Are you in the film? Are you one of the actors?
I'm a background actor in one of the scenes. So,
What about your other family, your children and your wife?
My children are in it. Let's say the part is so good, it was almost like it was written for them. And my wife is also in it. She plays a telephone voice and at a shelter for homeless children. So she calls. She's the one who answers the phone.
So, quickly, 30 seconds. Where? What are the next steps after the after this festival? And then what are you going to do after that? And when's it going to be released?
We are going to be finishing up sometime in 2015, probably somewhere around December. And then we're going to submit it to film festivals for about 6 months, and then it will be available on Amazon.com.
How are you going to distribute it?
Amazon.com.
You're going to go direct. You're not going to go to the. It's not going to be in screens. It's not going to be in the movie theaters.
Well, it's going to be in independent movie theaters. Most movie theaters only take Hollywood movies.
Right. Yeah. So I love independent productions like this, books and movies and songs. Tom Anastasi, congratulations. I'm so proud of you. I love talking about this. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.